You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip. It's the 16th of November, and it's 2-Minute Time Warp podcast number 244. Roll 'em. It's your fault, you know. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you hadn't made Doctor Who so gosh darn popular in the UK, or made it a marker of instant geek credibility in the rest of the world, people wouldn't keep trying to make Doctor Who movies. Now, this is nothing new, but today's article in Variety set off another frenzy. Harry Potter director David Yates revealed that he's involved with BBC Worldwide Productions in their continuing effort to develop a film. There's no cast, no crew, no script, no writer, no deal, no funding. What there is a well-known director with an apparent working relationship with Jane Tranter, who runs BBC Worldwide Productions and, incidentally, greenlit the TV show. You know, the one that started in 2005. So, a Doctor Who movie is less than certain, but it is more than a rumor. And frankly, unless Doctor Who becomes radioactively unpopular in the next few years, I think a Doctor Who movie is inevitable. But a movie itself is not what caused the frenzy. The supposed shocker is that Yates thinks that Doctor Who needs, quote, a radical transformation, close quote, to make the most of the bigger stage that big-budget filmmaking requires. He literally said, start from scratch. So is it time to pull out my everybody panic shout? Nope. Frankly, I think any future Doctor Who movie's success hinges upon whether it's faithful to the concept and ideals of the show more than its continuation of 48 years of sometimes contradictory storytelling. It's a format change, and in my mind, that gives creators permission to break old rules. MASH became one of the greatest sitcoms ever, but it broke almost completely from the movie it spun off from. The Robert Downey Iron Man is different from the comic book Iron Man. Stephen Moffat's Sherlock is just a little different from Downey's as well. I don't love Doctor Who because it's got a pedigree. Doctor Who isn't popular because it's a continuation. Doctor Who is popular because it attracts the family audience to tales of adventure and intrigue tailor-made to the popular culture of the day. I welcome an additional take for the silver screen, if it's ever made. I don't care if it's a new canon. I don't care if it draws a different audience. As long as the TV show keeps thriving, and as long as the movie is true to its spirit, then the only thing I care about is that it's a good movie. Let me know what you think. I'm at Facebook at facebook.com/2MinuteTimeLord, on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord, or go straight to the blog, twominutetimelord.com, where you'll find other episodes of this podcast. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time. Everybody Panic is not trademarked by FARC.com. It might as well be, but I'm using it anyway. Take care.